Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven goals, and tonight he's going to try to make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Welcome back to another Brunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making A Rodeo Network. And, of course, if you all have been listening in to KWBY all morning long, you know we have been talking rodeo here at the KWBY studio all morning. Stephenville, Texas, cowboy capital of the world, and they've got the big PRCA rodeo coming up this weekend. It is going to be huge. And, friends, let me tell you, this is what it's all about right here is spending time with your family, spending time with your friends, and enjoying what this sport is all about. I mean, it's more than a sport, it's a lifestyle, and they live it here every day in Stephenville, Texas. And we're glad to be down here with our good friends and partners at the KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. And, you know, for all of our listeners that are tuning in through the Making 8 Rodeo Network and making8rodeo.com, hopefully you all are tuning in on a live 24-hour stream that we have of KWBY, as well as KWBYradio.com. So make sure to get over there, and you can also listen on your TuneIn app on your phone. So you can pick up KWBY anywhere. We've got listeners that tune in from Africa, from Australia, Canada. We've got them everywhere, folks. So glad to have so many listeners following along with not just us, but with the great Texas music that we hear and the Southern rock here at KWBY. Sure helps us get down the road a lot easier when we're out there on that rodeo trail, and we love it. So we've got a lot to talk about here, folks. We've been talking about Jory Marcus here a bunch this morning and, kind of picking on a little bit. But, Jory is a great bull rider, and we really enjoy being able to talk about this guy. He's in the spotlight so much because, he does so well out there, and we really, we love watching Jory. They don't call him Mr. Excitement for nothing, and it is great to see him. He's got there's the Sexiest Cowboy competition going on for their Sexiest Cowboy calendar. They're on PBRnow.com, so you guys can go over and check that out. Make sure to vote for Jory Marcus for all of our listeners tuning in. You got to vote for one of ours. We definitely support him, so we got to vote for him too. We're looking to hopefully have Bobby Moat, two-time world champion bareback rider, here in the studio with us this morning. Unfortunately, not sure what's happening, but he may still drop by. So if he does, we'll get him here on the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show. We'll sit down and talk with him a little bit. We had Rhonda Ray earlier, a musician from Nakona, Texas. But we have got so much to talk about. The American. Folks, this is going to be huge. We've been talking about the first qualifier event is coming up this weekend for the tie-down roping. So we're going to get to see the first 10 contestants that will be moving on to Mesquite, Texas in February there for the qualifier finals that's going to be held there. So excited about that. And then the first exemption was announced this week. Dan Mortensen, 6-time saddle bronc rider, is coming out to compete for the money that is going to be placed out there at the American. It's going to be so great to see. We also learned that Justin McBride, two-time bull riding champion, is going to go to bareback riding, and that first qualifier will be coming up here in Kansas with the Professional Rough Stock Series. So lots of big things happening out there. PBR is going to be in Michigan this weekend. We also had a chance yesterday to sit down with a group that's right here in Stephenville, Texas, the Rhinestone Renegades. We're going to find out a little bit about them and what they're all about and what they have going on down here in Stephenville, Texas, as well as other places. I know that they are having a big event in Duncan, Oklahoma this weekend. So lots of rodeo stuff going on, not just here in the Cowboy Capital. But, of course, you know, here in the Cowboy Capital, Making 8 Rodeo Network, we are here and we are bringing you all of the action that's going on here around town. Of course, we had Remy Sutton with us yesterday in studio, and she will be back tomorrow on the morning ride, and she's got her guitar with her, folks. So make sure to look forward to that. Keep it tuned in to KWBYRadio.com as well as 98.5 and 107.9 FM. We've got to take a break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get right into the rodeo action. We're going to talk more about what's happening here in Stephenville and what's going on in your neck of the woods. So stay tuned.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
It's a tough way to make a living. 8 hard seconds at a time. Some days are diamond, some days are stone. And your opponent, well, he doesn't know anything about sportsmanship. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And nobody does it like championship bull riding. Man up and ride along, Sunday nights on Fox Sports Net.
Yeah. city lights and lost figures tonight. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friend to talk, father and son. He said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head, you know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift your leg at first. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chest.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook. Great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Hey, this is Chase Williams, and for all you bull riders, maybe you'll make eight on the rodeo network.
You can do it!
Oh, yes, we can. And yes, we will.
All right, and welcome back to the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show. You know, we have been getting requests to play Colby Yates this week as we're celebrating Rodeo Heritage Week all week long here in Stephenville, Texas. And at the KWBY studios, we have had some friends say, hey, you've got to play a little Colby Yates. It's rodeo. You know, we've got to get in the groove. So there you have it for all of our listeners tuning in that wanted to hear a little bit of Colby Yates this morning, as well as the PBR All-Stars album has that song, Make an Eight. And, of course, it's all about Make an Eight right here at the Make an Eight Rodeo Network. We are fired up here today. Lots to talk about. We're still waiting on some guests to come in the studio here this morning and talk with us, some rodeo athletes. And if we get them in time, we will bring them here to you on the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show. If not, make sure to stay tuned to KWBY 98.5, 107.9 FM all day. Keep it tuned in your truck. And, hey, if you're outside the area tuning in, make sure to keep it tuned in to MakingEightRodeo.com or KWBYRadio.com. Or if you search KWBY in your TuneIn app, you can listen in on your phone. So we've got some guests that should be stopping by today, and you never know who's going to be here at the Cowboy Capital. So we've got lots of guys coming into town for the big Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo, coming up this weekend. Now, speaking of that, we've talked a lot about the events. Of course, the first performance will kick off Friday night. However, they start things off with Slack Friday morning, and then they're also going to have a huge tie-down event. It is the first ultimate tie-down qualifier. So the first qualifiers will be announced for the big event coming up March 2nd at the Cowboys Stadium, well, the AT&T Stadium now, in Arlington, Texas. This is going to be huge, folks. Biggest money payout in rodeo history. So much money is there and up for grabs for these contestants. But it's not just the top names in the business. Now, the top 10 from the PRCA finals this year, they're at the Wrangler National Finals in December, will have a ticket to advance to the American. They will already have an invite. Then we will have five qualifiers that will be chosen from the qualifier finals held in Mesquite the week prior to, which will be February 23rd. So this is going to be an opportunity for anybody to enter up. If I was good enough to swing a rope, I would probably want to invest a little bit and go out there here to the Lone Star Arena this weekend, pay an entry fee, and if we're one of the top 10s out here, we get an invite to go to Mesquite to compete for the top five spots that'll be going to the American. So, you know, this is a challenge for anybody out there that says, hey, if you think you can beat the best, then come on down, and we're going to give you a whole lot of money if you can actually pull it off. I love it. I love the concept. I love what's going to be happening. Of course, RFD-TV will be broadcasting that, so it's going to be a big, big event. They're going to have all of the events, bull riding, saddle bronc, bareback. We learned this week that in the saddle bronc riding, now they do have one slot available that will be chosen at random to, maybe a legend, maybe a Hall of Famer, maybe a guy who never had an opportunity to compete for this kind of money, but may still have it in him to do it. And one of those is six-time world champion saddle bronc rider Dan Mortensen. Folks, to see a guy like Dan come back and compete against some of these younger guys, that's huge. I can only imagine what guys like Tyler Corrington, Court Shear, who we believe will probably already be there, Wade Sundell, the Wright brothers. What's it going to be like for these younger generation cowboys to compete against a guy like Dan Mortensen at such a big event? Oh, it's going to be huge. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. And, of course, that's going to take place coming up March 2nd at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Tickets are actually available now, so you guys can go over and purchase those and make sure you are locked in to be there. And, of course, the day before will be the Iron Cowboy for the PBR. So it's a great way to spend a good weekend here coming up in March. But there's so many other things that are happening. The PBR is going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan this weekend. We know Jory Marcus, who's from right here in Stephenville, would like to be out at the PRCA Rodeo, but unfortunately, he is going to be up looking to make a whole lot of money in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we're gonna wish him safe travels and hope that he can get up there and win himself a good paycheck and then bring it back here to Stephenville, Texas, and spend it around town. So they've got a huge market, you know, here about shopping local. So, Jory, when you go win all that big money up there in Michigan, man, make sure you save some, bring it home here to Stephenville, Texas, and spend it wisely, my friend. But, yeah, we've been talking a lot about that. We've also been talking about Justin McBride. Now, this is a shocker. Folks, this I had to pick myself up off the floor when I heard this news. You know, two-time world champion bull rider, I thought that he, if anybody had an exemption or would get a ticket to go to the American or be even if he had to try to go through the qualifier, I felt like, well, if there's anybody that can do it, Justin McBride is that guy. But you know what? He's not pulling out his bull rope. He said he hung it up, and, I mean, he meant it. He's not going to pull a Brett Favre. He said, I'm not coming out of retirement. I'm going to compete, but I'm not going to compete in the bull riding. I'm going to do it in bareback. So with a guy that, you know, is such a veteran in the sport. Now, this guy, he's cowboy. He actually has experience riding bareback, although it's been a few years. So what we have seen on social media networks is that a guy like Bobby Moat, who's world champion, he's in contention for another world champion buckle this year, offered up some help and said, hey, Justin, you want to make it? You need some help? You give me a call. So that's really neat to see how that is going to unfold. The first qualifier event will be held in Kansas with the Professional Rough Stock Series coming up in just a couple weeks. So you guys don't want to miss out on that. And I believe that's going to be October 19th there in Kansas. So don't miss out. Make sure to go over and get your tickets. You guys come down and see how Justin McBride does in the qualifier, and I believe he may even be competing during the performance there for the Professional Rough Stock Series in contention to win himself a little bit of money there, although it's not going to be as big as the American. A paycheck's a paycheck, and it's always nice to get a pay window. Speaking of that, the Buck and Duck here tonight will be going on at the Lone Star Arena, and, you know, I've got to tip my hat to that entire Lone Star crew for the job that they have done here in Stephenville, Texas. Not only are they facilitating such a big rodeo, the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo coming up this weekend, but they're continuously holding events like this evening at the Buck and Duck. They've got team roping there. They've got barrel racing in the main arena. It is actually cut down. And they've got bull riding that will be going on during the same time. They'll have announcers going on back and forth. It's wild. They also have the bull games that will be happening here in the arena. So lots of fun. And you never know who's going to drop by. A lot of the top names are already coming into town. A lot of them already live here, so they'll be stepping out to compete. I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of these contestants to come in. You know, the barrel racers can come in and run their horses, get them used to the arena, get them used to running on the dirt that's here and how the grounds are, which are kept very well maintained, by the way. Definitely have to throw that out and tip our hat to the entire crew that work down here at the arena day in and day out. These guys are up when we leave to come down to the station in the morning. They're there. They're running tractors. They're dragging the arena. They're setting things up. And then when we get there in the evening, like last night, we didn't pull in until 9 o'clock. Hey, there's still cars out in the driveway. These guys are working hard to make sure that not only the event coming up this weekend, but also the events that are taking place during the week are professional. And they're set up for the spectators, and they're set up for the contestants. So when you come in, you feel like you're home. And that's certainly how we feel going in there each and every time, whether it be through KWBY or Making 8 Radio Network. Well, we just feel like family there. Of course, we had Callie stop by the studio here this morning and talk with us a bit. So we absolutely love it. I think it's so important for these facilities to set up and make it accommodating for not only the competitors, but also for the fans. Great concessions that'll be available out there this weekend. And, of course, tonight at the Buck and Duck, we're going to have live music. This weekend, they're going to have a concert. They're going to have dancing in the arena, so you can come on down. And really, it's a great place to bring your family. So We want to see everybody out here this weekend at the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo. Folks, when we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got a great interview. We had a chance to sit down with the Rhinestone Renegades, who are located right here in Stephenville, Texas. You guys make sure to stay tuned to the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Hay Rodeo Network and KWBY. Folks, Scott here with the Making Hay Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingHayRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingHayRodeo.com. Get a grip.
When December arrives in Las Vegas, it can only mean one thing. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The NFR is about Las Vegas and rodeo. The best of rodeo. And it's a time to celebrate the Western lifestyle. We recall the historic rides and great champions and feel the emotion again. The gold buckle belongs to the Cowboys. The memories belong to you. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Have you experienced it?
He ain't got much gas left in his pickup truck. He's been sleeping in the back for the last three towns. He's been bumming drinks at the last three bars, and he swears that he'll catch the next go round. You better hang on, cowboy, and don't hit the ground. No one will save you when you're down. Step the road, you're a clown, and your mama, she ain't nowhere around. You might look for a fallen angel, but she's nowhere to be found. Till you hang on, cowboy, and don't hit the ground.
Hey, this is Ramey Sutton, and if you're living on rodeo, tune in to Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Oh, yes, that's right. Little Ramey Sutton, who was in studio with us yesterday and helping us out here on the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show, and she will be back here in studio at KWBY tomorrow morning, so make sure you guys are tuned in to 98.5, 107.9 FM. And if you are not in the Stephenville area, you better turn on your TuneIn app on your mobile phone, or you can listen in online at kwbyradio.com as well as making8rodeo.com. We have it up. We have it streaming. Well, yesterday was a big day for KWBY as they had the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Lots of things happening down here in Stephenville, Texas. We've been talking about it all week, Rodeo Heritage Week. We wanted to really reach out to a lot of the rodeo folks that have, you know, contributed and work hard every day right here in Stephenville. And we had a chance to catch up with a group of ladies called the Rhinestone Renegades. And we're going to find out more about them and talk with them. We had a chance to sit down with them, so let's take a listen as we talk with Jessica and Jesse from the Rhinestone Renegades. Hey, guys, we are down here at the KWBY studio, and catching up with us are two of the girls from Rhinestone Renegades, and we are talking with Jessica and Jesse. So, Jessica, let me start off with you. How long have you been part of Rhinestone Renegades?
I started working for Rhinestone Renegades in July of last year, so just a little over a year.
And this is really a new organization, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of a new thing that's never been done before, and our founder and our boss is kind of treaded the way through a lot of new things. So,
and that would be Joy Hawk, correct?
Yes, Joy Hawk. Yes.
Okay. And Jesse, Talk to us about how Rhinestone Renegades got started.
Basically, Joy wanted to be able to provide some of her knowledge and expertise to women that might be interested in getting involved in the stock contracting industry. She's very familiar and has been extremely successful in bucking stock, be it bucking horses and bucking bulls, and she wanted the opportunity to be able to bring women who might not have the opportunity or the knowledge or even know that that is available to them, bring them into this industry and show them the ropes so that they can become more knowledgeable, a little bit more self-sufficient, or basically just be involved in something that is extremely elite and a very tight-knit social group for the ladies.
And how long have you been a part of Rhinestone Renegades?
I started in October of last year, so just approaching a year for me, and I have basically been thrust into something that I didn't even know that I was going to enjoy so much. I didn't realize the social aspect of it was going to be so genuine, and I didn't realize there were going to be things out there provided to me with the women that I met that I didn't even know that I was needing or wanting in my life. So I've definitely benefited in a multitude of ways.
Wow. Jessica, talk to us about what it's like for you to go out to some of these events and what kind of events do you guys put together out there?
Okay, the Rhinestone Renegades, we actually have kind of three different areas that we go in. We, personally, the people that work for Joy and the Rhinestone Renegades, we've learned hands-on through traveling down the road with her on her CBR Bull Circuit team. We go to those CBRs with her. We haul the bulls. We take turns, you know, driving, and we learn about feeding them, pinning them, things like that. So we've kind of got that aspect, which has been our backbone of knowledge because we weren't involved in this before. And then we have the Rhinestone Renegades Heifer Challenge, which is what the Rhinestone Renegades was founded to do, and Jesse talked about that, how we it's kind of a social aspect for the girls. We get together. We learn hands-on, you know, from the ground up. Some of the girls are stock contractors' wives. They've been involved. Some of them have shown dogs all their lives or horses all their lives. They don't know anything about bucking stock. So Joy gets behind the chutes with these girls, with these heifers. They're learning hands-on from the ground up. Everything that they need to know, she tailors exactly to what these girls need to know and kind of gets them to the point where they're comfortable going down the road, hauling their own bulls, slinking their own bulls. Miss Ruby here is the prime example. She's one of our Rhinestone Renegades, and now she hauls down the road, and she comes to our Women's Bull Futurities, which is the third thing that the Renegades does. We have started to produce our own Women's Open Bull Futurities, which is something where the women are only the ones behind the chutes. No men are allowed behind the chutes.
Wow.
The ladies all compete against each other. We have some wonderful Bob Berg buckles that the girls have been winning, and in addition to their prize money and the bragging rights.
Wow.
So it's pretty fun. We have a great time. That's probably the one thing Joy says. If we're not going to have fun doing this, we're not going to do it. And that's one thing that we've
Absolutely.
Even learned to take back working for her. You know, it's how to have a passion for something that you've never even known. Like Jesse said, you've never even knew you had a passion for this thing. You didn't know how much you would learn and how much you would experience and how much fun it would be. And
wow.
So that's kind of probably what the really and truly what the basis is, that it's just about the girls getting together and having fun.
Awesome. Well, Jesse, how often do you all get together for events?
Depending on the type of event that we have, right now we're on our third bull futurity, and that's where the women come and compete with the two-year-old bulls, and that's probably our most formal event that we have. And this is going to be our third one coming this Sunday in Dunklin, Oklahoma, on the 29th, actually. We are going to be kind of hosting an event that these women will be able to come, get behind the chutes, flank these two-year-old bulls, and like Jessica said, that they have the Bob Berg buckles up for grabs, and not to mention the prize money. That right now we're looking at probably every couple of months. Now we have our Rhinestone Socials, which are a little bit more informal. Those are for the Heifer Club members, our Rhinestone Renegade members, and we try to get probably every 2 months minimum, and that is from anything from learning about artificial insemination of the heifers that they have. It's learning how to get behind the chutes and put flanks and dummies on these heifers. They get to desensitize them. They get to go and learn about some of the other things that we've done, Jess.
We have guest speakers come
Absolutely.
To our events.
Really?
We have the vet come.
Nutritionist.
We ask questions. We go and travel around to look at other arenas and how their setups are so that the girls get exposure to different arena setups. We haul down the road to different things.
Oh,
we've gone to Fort Worth, to the Stockyards Rodeo. Anytime that we have a big PR event, like if we're at Vegas, if we're at a CBR event, if we're someplace like this, Anytime we are out and about, we let everybody know because we want them to kind of come and do the networking, do the talking to people.
Yeah, to see if they can be getting involved, if they've got any interest in it. We try to do most of our information about the events that we are going to be having via our website, which is www.rhinestonerenegades.com. We have a Facebook page under our same name, Rhinestone Renegades. We have a Twitter account, everything like that, Pinterest. We try to get information out there for the women to see the pictures. We have blogs and articles about some of the members that are involved, that, you know, the transformation that has become of them and through all their experience and, I guess, activities that we've done. And then we've got some other events that are a little bit more informal. But basically, I bet you we try to get together, I would say, every 1 to 2 months with something that can create involvement and bring new people aboard or just give a social outlet for the members that are here, which all will always have an educational aspect to it.
Wow. Well, that is really neat. Now, I was told that you two are the wild ones in the bunch.
Oh my God. I don't know about that. I think I'm pretty mild. We've got a lot of keeping up to do with our founder. She has done this her whole life. In 1997, Joy Hawks was the WPRA bareback bronc champion. She was also that same year the reserve champion all-around cowgirl and the reserve champion bull rider. Our boss has been a competitor and been living and breathing the industry as a competitor for years, and then she has transitioned into having this, the Rhinestone Renegades, one of her many bucking stock ventures. She, you know, she has the CBR bull team. They breed. They have their own breeding program. She then trains and competes with these bulls, and I like to say that we do everything we can to keep up with her, being that she is bionic. There is no stopping her. We do have a phenomenal time every time we go somewhere. It's always positive. It's always upbeat. We try to incorporate anybody that has any realm of inexperience. It doesn't matter. You have to have no experience. I mean, no experience is necessary to be involved in this program, which is one of the coolest things. You don't have to have a truck. You don't have to have a trailer. You don't have to even have your own stock. This is an all-encompassing program for these women in many avenues to get involved and get behind the chutes and put their hands on animals that they may have never had an opportunity to do before, let alone have somebody kind of provide the experience for them in an environment that isn't really overwhelming, in an environment that isn't really intimidating. It's a go at your own pace program. So when, I don't know about us being the wild ones of the bunch, I would think that we're probably following suit and, you know, and learning so much along the way. And probably, I know I've grown a lot, but
absolutely.
Yeah, I've kind of come into my own, but that's neither here nor there. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is excellent to be able to catch up with you and really admire you all, for both of you, for what you all do. Now, how many girls would you say are in Rhinestone Renegades right now?
Right now, we're still in the membership phase for this coming season. So we are doing just kind of the social stuff, kind of growing the program right now. We have probably every girl from last year came back. So some of our girls are going into their sophomore year of experience in the Rhinestone Renegades program, and then we've got a few new ones coming in. We are putting together a fan club. We are putting together some additional clinic experience outlets and venues, things like that for the girls. So the program is growing not only just in the Heifer Challenge membership program, but also outside of that as well. So we will not actually start our official competition phase until January. We are going to be picking our heifer babies off their mamas this fall. So if anybody's interested, we are still, you know, in that recruitment phase. Yeah,
yeah.
We're still recruiting right now for the next season.
I bet you've got about 15
probably,
current members.
Yeah, I would say it's close to 15 right now.
Wow, well, good. And hopefully we'll see that number grow up and get more interest from the ladies out there to be able to, you know, I know we see a lot of women out there in the stands and they say, oh, I can do that. I can do what those guys are doing. So you all have stepped out and said, you bet, we'll show you.
You can't miss us in our bright, hot pink Rhinestone Renegades t-shirts and our nice button-ups. If you see us in the stands at any of the events, please come approach us. We'll try to get any information in your hands. If you're interested in or may know somebody who's interested, like I said, no experience is necessary. This is a program that is open to anyone who basically just wants to learn, wants to be a part of something elite, and has a positive attitude. We're all about it.
Absolutely.
Well, good. Well, thank you, ladies, for taking the time out here. Now, I know both of you all are living here in Stephenville, Texas,
yes.
And, of course, Here we're celebrating Rodeo Heritage Week, which is there's a lot of history. They call Stephenville the cowboy capital of the world, or we really should say cowgirl capital of the world anymore, because the Rhinestone Renegades are here. But, you know, what does it mean for you all to be here and kind of be centrally located out of Stephenville, Texas?
I think that's an absolute blessing for our industry. It's great to have a home place, a place to come back to where everybody understands kind of what we do and where it came from and how passionate people are about their animals, about whether they're riding in the rodeo or they're performing or they raise the stock or they're just fans. This is the place that you want to be. This is where the magic happens, is in Stephenville, Texas.
Absolutely. I think that being in the cowboy capital of the world, we have so many individuals out there that, be it barrel racers, ropers, you know, cutters, reiners, anything that might be an enthusiast out there, bull producers, this is something that the location that we have, like Jessica said, it is a blessing. And also we hope that the clientele that we have maybe starts to understand that there are other, maybe not necessarily very well-known, opportunities out there like the Rhinestone Renegades. I mean, it's not just what you grew up doing. There are opportunities to grow and get involved into new things. So even though it's the cowboy capital of the world from the legendary individuals that have come from here, we also see the growth and the innovation of new things coming about, one of which being the Rhinestone Renegades. We're just so grateful to be where we are, being here in Stephenville.
Absolutely. Seems like there's a whole lot of growing here in Stephenville. As we're here, you know, KWBY and Making 8 Rodeo Network here, and it really is exciting. So thank you, ladies, for taking the time out, and we look forward to catching up with Joy. I know she couldn't be here with us today, but we will catch up with her later on in the week here for Rodeo Heritage Week.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Jesse and Jessica with Rhinestone Renegades for taking the time out here. And you know, ladies, if you all are interested in being a part of rodeo and having a great time with other ladies as well, hey, cowgirl up and go over and check Rhinestone Renegades out. And I think that you'll be really pleased with what they have to offer. It really gives you a great experience. And who knows, maybe Six Guns Sarah will join part of that, and they can get Joey Lee can get her talked into going down there and hanging out with those girls. They are a great bunch, and we look forward to spending more time with them down the road. So thank you, ladies, and thank you, Rhinestone Renegades, and Joy for putting that together and making that possible for them to come down here to the KWBY studio and sit down with us for just a little bit. We're going to take another break, folks. We've got about 11 minutes left in the show. It's about 11 minutes till 11, so make sure to get it together. Hey, it is Wednesday. We are halfway through the work week, folks. Let's get ready for some rodeo.
Hey, this is Jesse
and Jessica with Rhinestone Renegades.
And you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network
on KWBY, Cowgirl Capital, Cowgirl Radio.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35 and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hump day! Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the nightfall. My boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tour up and I'll float up. I'll look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather now. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of. I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no. Double dock and boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's freezing. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. This is Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And when I'm out on the rodeo trail, the only station I tune into is KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It's Cowboy Capital, K Cowboy Radio.
All right. And cowboy, and it is, as we are celebrating Rodeo Heritage Week right here in Stephenville, Texas, and have been broadcasting live at the KWBY studio all week long. Folks, we look forward to getting back here and covering much more. You know, the Lone Star Arena has done such a great job in facilitating so much activity right here in the Cowboy Capital. And we look forward to finding out there are events going on just about every weekend in 2014. So you guys make sure to follow along with them. You can follow them on Facebook. And if you are not following us on Facebook either, boy, I'll tell you, you're missing out on a lot. We post pictures just about every day updating you fans as to what's happening on the rodeo trail, where we're at, you know. And it's just funny because Stephenville is our home away from home here with our good friends KWBY and Sarah and Jody Lee. And, you know, we with as much as we spend out on the road and then we get the chance to come here, it really is. It's like a second home for us. And we have the chance to bring you all of the activity that's going on right here in our backyard and bring you all of the exciting news and notes and photos that are happening out there. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. You can follow us and like our page at Macon 8 Network, or you can follow us on Twitter at Macon 8, and that's M-A-K-I-N, the number 8. And as well as KWBY, you can get their Facebook page. You need to get over there and follow them. Of course, we link up with them. So you guys just take a look at our notes. Read a little bit, folks. It's not going to hurt you, I promise. And you guys can see the links and go over there and like their pages. Follow along with KWBY because they are bringing you the best in not only rodeo coverage, but also Texas music. And, you know, they just do so much here in the community. They're covering everything, and we just love being a part of them and want to thank them for allowing us the opportunity to be here and broadcast from the studio. I mean, without them, I'll tell you what, we would certainly be struggling. But we are out of time, folks. We're going to wrap it up today. We'll be back here tomorrow. Until then, remember, the road goes on forever, but the party never ends.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard at Waikiki.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon 8 Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.